The war itself had become more perilous. The weapons had evolved. But our orders remained the same. Hunt them down and kill them off, one by one.
She is a vampire named Selena. Her sworn enemies are the Lycans, or werewolves, until she meets one who is part mortal and falls in love with him.
Who are you people?
Whether you like it or not, you're in the middle of a war that's been raging for the better part of 1,000 years. A blood feud between vampires and Lycans. Werewolves.
Kate Beckinsale slips into a skin-hugging black bodysuit to play the vampire warrior, but the English actress admits she was reluctant even to look at the Underworld script at first.
You know, I heard it was about werewolves and vampires, and I thought that meant it would be a sort of schlocky B-movie sort of horror thing, and I'd be in a white nightgown covered in blood and screaming with my neck bleeding, and I didn't fancy it. But I love action movies, so when I opened up the script and there was all these drawings that the director had done of the character and sort of concept he had of the movie, I was really interested and loved the script, and that was that.
Underworld is co-written and directed by Len Wiseman, who says it does follow some of the conventions of the genre. For instance, moonlight transforms the werewolves and sunlight kills the vampires. But instead of supernatural fantasy, he gives it a biological reason.
I prefer that, even though, I mean, we, at the end of the day, yes, it is vampires and werewolves, so you're always going to have that fantastic element. But it's easier for me to tell a story where you're dealing with something, creatures that are developed off of a rare blood disease. That kind of stuff I can get my head around.
Underworld also features Scott Speedman, and it was filmed on location in Budapest. Woody Allen sends up Love at First Sight in the new comedy Anything Else, co-starring young actors Jason Biggs of American Pie fame and Christina Ricci.
Do you love me?
What a question! Just because I pull away when you try to touch me?
Ricci plays a somewhat vapid and flighty aspiring actress.
She's very much like a very typical Woody Allen girl. Very neurotic, very insecure, very self-absorbed, almost like infantile in her emotions.
And Biggs plays the sort of unlucky in love character Allen himself is often portrayed, but he says it's not an impersonation.
There's obvious similarities, I think, in terms of vocal cadence and even mannerisms at times. I didn't feel like I was intentionally doing, well, I certainly wasn't intentional, but I didn't feel like I was ever so lost in his world that I wasn't able to sort of create my own character. I feel like there's an obvious separation, but without question, there's a similar, I mean, you know, and let's be honest, I mean, it's a younger version of him. I mean, it's a very Woody-esque character. Maybe I shouldn't say younger version of him, but younger version of characters that he has played throughout his career.
You ate the whole Sara Lee cream cheesecake?
And then I figured, what the hell? So I finished off the cold spaghetti in the refrigerator, and I ate that last lobster tail, and then I heated up some chicken pot pie.
Jeez, is there any furniture left in the house?
Anything Else also features Danny DeVito, Stockard Channing, and writer-director Woody Allen in a very untypical role. Haley Joel Osment plays a shy 14-year-old who comes out of his shell and learns some important lessons about growing up during a summer-long stay with two cantankerous old uncles, played by Michael Caine and Robert Duvall, in Secondhand Lions.
You sleep up there. We don't know nothing about kids.
If we kick off in the middle of the night, you're on your own.
Young Osment says working with the two Oscar winners parallels his character's experiences in the movie.
Oh yeah, there's so much to learn from those guys. You know, every day on the set was a learning experience, you know, whether they were trying to teach you anything or not, you know, because they were wise enough not to feel the need to have to tell you anything. It was pretty much they just did what they did on the set, you know, and you watched and learned from how professional they were.
The heartwarming story is full of humor, but Kane says they never felt like they were making a comedy.
The way the three of us played it is we were never funny. What is amusing is us being real. These people are funny if they're real. If you try to be funny, you've had it. And that really goes for movie acting in general.
Someday, you're going to have to start acting your age. We outlived our time, brother.
Secondhand Lions also features Kira Sedgwick and is written and directed by Tim McCanleys, who said it in his native Texas. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.